بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Respected elders and brothers, in the previous lesson we had spoken about يكنزون الذهب والفضة, the concept of hoarding wealth in Islam, in Sharia, and the severe punishment that awaits a person who hoards wealth. And we then mentioned that the mainstream view amongst the Sahaba radiallahu anhum was that this refers to a person who amasses wealth but defaults on his zakat payments. He does not pay the zakat on his wealth. Then this person is guilty of hoarding wealth and he will face a very severe, very stern punishment in the akhirah. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about another practice that was in vogue and prevalent amongst the Arabs from the time of Jahiliyyah, prior to the nubuwwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this was with regard to the calendar. And we know that when it comes to the calendar, the months in the year being 12 months in a year, this was something fixed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this understanding was there amongst the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam of the past as well, from the time of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, even before that. And therefore the Arabs of Makkah Mukarramah also acknowledged and understood that the calendar consists of 12 months. And from these 12 months, 4 of these months have been made sacred. 4 months have been made sacred, the month of Dhul-Qa'da, Dhul-Hijjah, Muharram, and the month of Rajab. But in the Jahiliyyah period, the period of ignorance before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these Arabs would now play around with the calendar. What they would do is, on a certain year, if they wished to do certain actions that ordinarily would not be permitted in the sacred months, as an example, fighting, warfare, hunting, etc., all of these things were not permitted in the sacred months. And if they wanted to engage in these practices, what they would do is they would merely say that this year we are moving these months. So instead of this month now being Dhul-Qa'da as an example, we will now bring the month of Rabiul Awal forward and we will move Dhul-Qa'da to later in the calendar. And like this, they would just play around with the sequence of the months so that they could do as they wanted to throughout the year. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this practice, that إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ إِثْنَا عَشَرَ شَهْرًا, that the number of months according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are 12. فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, and this ruling or this layout of the year and the months of the calendar, this is recorded in the book of Allah. فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ, this refers to the Allawhul Mahfuz, the protected tablet which is in the heavens and upon which taqdeer has been recorded. So this indicates that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this decision that there be 12 months in the year. And this decision was made when? يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, on the day Allah created the skies and the earth. So this was something fixed by Allah. مِنْهَا أَرْبَعَةٌ حُرُمْ, and from amongst these months, 4 are sacred. As we mentioned, Dhul-Qa'da, Dhul-Hijjah, Muharram. And one of the reasons for these particular months being chosen is that we know the pilgrimage of Hajj would take place even before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Arabs would show reverence to Baytullah and they would also engage in Hajj. And therefore, people from neighboring Arab states would require to travel to Makkah Mukarramah for Hajj and then go back to their hometowns. So they needed a period of safety, wherein they could travel at ease without worrying about being robbed or being hijacked along the way. So therefore the month of Dhul-Hijjah we find where Hajj is performed. This is a sacred month. The month before it, Dhul-Qa'da, enabling them to travel to Makkah Mukarramah. And the month after Dhul-Hijjah, Muharram, enabling them to now return home safely. So these 3 months were sacred. And then together with that, the month of Rajab also was made sacred. ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ, Allah says, that is the upright way of life. فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ, so ensure that you do not oppress yourselves, particularly in these months. In other words, you should take extra care to make sure you do not disobey Allah in these months. They are sacred. Any acts of obedience will be, the reward will be multiplied. And any acts of disobedience, then the sin and the punishment will be multiplied. وَقَاتِلُوا الْمُشْرِكِينَ كَافَّةً كَمَا يُقَاتِلُونَكُمْ كَافَّةً. And then by the way, Allah now says that you are allowed to fight the mushrikeen. This is now addressed to the Sahaba. That you are allowed to fight the mushrikeen all together as they fight you. In other words, in these sacred months, while this prohibition was still there, if any enemy of yours has to attack you, has to initiate fighting against you, then you are permitted to defend yourself. This will not be regarded as breaking the sanctity of this month. So that was permitted. But as far as initiating any battle, any fight, this was not permitted. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. And know that Allah is with those who are conscious of Him. Now Allah addresses particularly this practice of moving around the months in the year. Allah says, إِنَّمَا النَّسِيءُ زِيَادَةٌ فِي الْكُفْرِ. That these Arabs felt that by us changing the sequence of the months, we will at least be able to fight when we want to, hunt when we want to. But at the same time, we will be upholding the command of Allah to some extent. Allah wants 4 out of 12 months to be sacred. So we'll still have 4 months in the year that are sacred. It's just that we're moving them around. So Allah says, this is not in any way obedience to me. In fact, this is now compounded disobedience. One is, you are not fulfilling my command. You are not maintaining the sanctity of these months. And then you are fooling yourself and distorting my teachings, distorting what I want. So this is far from being obedience. This is now compounded disobedience. So إِنَّمَا النَّسِيءُ زِيَادَةٌ فِي الْكُفْرِ. Allah says this practice of postponing the sacred months is nothing but an increase in disbelief. يُضَلُّ بِهِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. The disbelievers are led astray by means of this, thinking they're doing something good. يُحِلُّونَهُ عَامًا وَيُحَرِّمُونَهُ عَامًا. 1 year they will make a certain month lawful to do whatever they want in it, and the next year they will deem it to be sacred. لِيُوَاطِئُوا عِدَّةَ مَا حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ. What are they trying to do? They are trying to make up the number that Allah has made sacred. They are trying to ensure that they cover 4 months in the year. But in essence, what are they doing? فَيُحِلُّوا مَا حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ. They are actually now making lawful that which Allah made unlawful. زُيِّنَ لَهُمْ سُوءُ أَعْمَالِهِمْ. And now Allah says, such an incorrect practice, such a foolish practice, how is it that they still continue? زُيِّنَ لَهُمْ. Allah says, this evil actions of theirs have been made fair-seeming to them, have been beautified for them. In other words, shaitan has now convinced them that this will be obedience to Allah. So why don't you do it like this? وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْكَافِرِينَ. And Allah will never guide a nation that is disobedient to Him. So from here, Mufassirin have mentioned one very important lesson, that when it comes to us and when it comes to Sharia, the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on one hand, a person tries his utmost best to fulfill the commands of Allah. And at times we may be weak and we may fall short, we may falter. But a person should never ever be beguiled or deceived into thinking that I can take the deen of Allah, the Sharia that Allah has sent down, and I can practice it as I want to do so, in my way, my style, my time, my method. And in this way I will still be obeying Allah, still be practicing on the deen of Allah. This at times, a person may think he is obeying Allah, but in actually it is just compounded disobedience. He is now going further and further into the disobedience of Allah by altering and distorting the deen of Allah. So a person should make every effort to uphold the laws that Allah has sent down as Allah has sent them down. Like in this example, these 4 months are sacred, these 4 months should be kept as sacred. And if a person now has weakness, he should acknowledge his weakness, but he should not play around with the sequence and now change the months of the year, and in this way distort the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it comes to these sacred months, to conclude, there is some difference of opinion amongst the Mufassirin that the sanctity of these 4 months, is it still applicable or not? In other words, these laws of not being allowed to engage in warfare or to fight or to hunt in these months, is it still applicable or not? And majority of the Mufassirin say that this has now been abrogated. This was a law that existed in the past, and sometime during the Nubuwwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was then abrogated, and the Ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, now to replace these 4 months, so to say, has 1 month that is equivalent to all of them or greater, which is the month of Ramadan. This is our sacred month, and therefore we have fasting, etc. But these particular 4 months, these laws are no longer applicable. Allah give us tawfiq and correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.